House passes motion to end border wall national emergency. By Sean Moran on September 27, 2019. The House passed legislation Friday to end President Donald Trump's national emergency to build a wall along the southern border. The House passed S. J. Rees, 54, 236 to 174, with strong Democrat support and limited Republican backing. The bill would end President Donald Trump's national emergency declaration on the southern border. The resolution was created by Senator Tom Udall, DNM, in the Senate. Congress' upper chamber passed the resolution on Wednesday, with the help of 11 Senate Republicans. Now that Congress has passed the bill, this will send the resolution to President Donald Trump's desk, where he will likely veto the legislation. This would serve as the sixth instance of Trump vetoing a bill. Representative Mo Brooks, RL, said that 11 House Republicans voted with Democrats to end the national emergency. The vote arises as the Pentagon announced in September that they will delay or suspend 127 military construction projects so that $3.6 billion can be diverted to help secure America's southern border. Congressional Democrats and Republicans have tried to pass the resolution to end the national emergency in March. However, the resolution failed to override the president's veto. It remains unlikely that Republicans and Democrats will obtain enough votes to override the president's veto this time. President Trump declared a national emergency on the border, which allows him to reappropriate funds to build the wall, after Congress failed multiple times to fund a significant portion of Trump's border wall. Congressman Brooks, a strong advocate of President Trump's America First immigration policies, said Friday that ending Trump's national emergency will only let more illegal aliens into America. House passes HR's 54, Dems 224-04, GOP 11-174 against. Ends Trump emergency border security declaration. Lets even more illegal aliens into America. Socialist Dems betray America no matter how much American blood on their hands, Rep. Brooks tweeted Friday. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.